Dom is the most sociable, friendly, polite, hardworking, charismatic. Just he was so well loved and respected by his friends and family. He was everybody loved Dom. He was so popular. I can't really say and reiterate that enough. Just some people, just they make people feel at ease. You know, he's got a really nice way about him. He'll talk to anybody, and yeah, hardworking, honest, genuine guy. Really, he really is.
Absolutely, and I guess especially with that in mind, this news must have come as a bit of a shock to you.
A real shock, in terms of you just don't expect it to happen to people you know, and to our, you know, your own family. It's just something you read about happens to other people. And he was certainly an adventurous guy. He liked a challenge. He liked to push himself and try new things. He was fit and active. He had an outdoor, hard-working job, so he was physically fit during the week. And then his weekends, he'd spend doing even more things, running across mountains and climbing Munros and all different kinds of things, snowboarding, whatever it might be.
And tell me, have you got family back in Scotland too, who are helping with the search effort just now?
Most definitely. We've got my father, Dom's three of Dom's siblings, and his nephew all up there. They're also, a lot of them are endurance runners and marathon runners and things, so runs in the family. They're all along the cliff top, I'm hoping, as we speak. So they've been searching all day yesterday. Some of them are out till gone midnight last night, up early again this morning. So other family flying up. We've got lots of Dom's friends up on the cliff top, lots of locals have volunteered, complete strangers. I mean, just the support of the local community at Portsoy and Macduff and Bucky has been just overwhelming, really. Offers of accommodation and food and all different things. So, yeah, very grateful, very grateful.